Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey guys, welcome to the season finale of season one, Spinning Out. We're gonna break down the whole episode for you like usual. Stick with us.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello guys, season finale here. We are gonna break it down. I'm so excited. This is season one, episode 10, if you didn't catch that, the season finale. Oh my God.
We made it.
We made it, you guys. This episode is called Kiss and Cry. Not Kiss and Tell, Dr. Parker.
Yeah.
Kiss and Cry, or Serena, I should say. All right, let's go around. Lauren, what'd you think?
I thought Serena.
That's all you thought?
That's one word. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I thought. Emily.
I think it was a pretty good wrap-up. There was still a lot going on. And I think I really felt for Serena in this one. Wanted to take her and take care of her.
Yeah, overall thoughts, I felt like this episode was about like family and maybe just like counting on the people who are around you, even like through the good times and the bad times, kind of sticking through it with them.
Yeah. Totally. I thought it was good. I thought they jam-packed a lot in there like usual, and but it was good. I think we started out with Serena calling Kat saying that Carol didn't come home. Mm-hmm. And Kat just kind of blowing her off. Whatever. So Serena texts Ethan Parker, the doctor. And, you know, Jen is there for Kat. They have this moment in the bed, which was really sweet. What did you guys think? Right? Did you love it or what?
I loved it. I kind of was like, yes, Kat, like, stand up for yourself. Because honestly, at the end of the day, what she said was so true. She was like, Serena, well, she called her a bitch. And then she was like, you know, you're such a bitch to me, and then all of a sudden, like, you call me when you need me, and I was like, that is so true.
Serena
does do that. Like, yeah. And I think it could be an age thing. It could be just, like, the dysfunction of the household. It could be a whole lot of things, but I was just like, that's so true. Like, she's a sister when it's convenient and then not when it's not. So I was like, good for Kat for standing up for herself.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard because, like, sister relationships are so complicated. Kat and Serena have already a level of like extra complication because they're competing in the same sport. They don't compete against each other, but like resources are, you know, thin and you know, Carol's attention is split, and so there's always been that kind of tension of like who's going to be the most important daughter at the time, and Serena kind of. Like you said, just kind of wants to be a sister when she needs help or when she needs or wants attention. And that's not, you have to be a sister through everything, not just when you want to.
Yeah. I liked the Jen reveal, like when they pulled the covers, they're like, I hate my sister. And you're like, who is it? Is it going to be Justin?
Yeah.
But it's Jen, girl power. Yeah. I thought that was really sweet. I like that part.
Yeah.
And I do agree. Like, that's what I've always thought about Serena. Like, I remember the first episode. I don't know if you guys remember, but they showed Kat's screensaver. And it was Kat and Serena. And I'm like, this girl is such a bitch to you. Why is she your screensaver? Even though she's your sister. Like, what? That's weird. So their relationship has always been, like, dysfunctional in that way. So it was nice to see her say, no, you're not going to pick me up and put me down when you need help and all that stuff. So
I have the most sister drama you could ever even imagine. So I feel for this girl. Yeah, I have two sisters, and it is a mess in my family. But, I mean, yeah, I agree with all of you guys. It's definitely something that needed to be done, I feel like. So we see Mitch calling Carol. Oh my God, it just killed me. Twist the knife. Like, what was going on in your head, Ebony?
I'm so sad. Like, Carol finally has a good thing going on in her life. Finally. And you wake up to this stranger, and you're, like, you're in bed with a stranger. I was just like, really, girl? Like, at the same time, it was like, her mind was like, he's not going to want to move in with me. He doesn't love me, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. Like, so that's, she's, like, all over the place. And so it was, like, she had a moment of weakness where she was like, oh, well, I have this guy who wants to, like, have drinks with me. And, like, he's so fun. He's so into me. Mm-hmm. Like, why not? And she slips back into, like, her old ways. Instead of just being patient, staying strong, and just, like, working through it. Because it wasn't like Mitch was like, yeah, I'm breaking up with you. Yeah. He just said, mm-hmm. let me think about it, which is a reasonable thing to do, girlfriend. I'm just saying, like, let the man think about it. Shoot, you just brought it up in a random kitchen conversation, like, over breakfast. Weird.
Yeah. It just made me so sad because, again, Carol's reverting to, like, her neutral position of, oh, I'm going to go back to, like, my bad habits of being, like, promiscuous and, like, sleeping with random guys. And she, like, Mitch is such a great guy. Like you said, Mitch is so great and has been so patient and helping Serena with stuff and helping, trying to help Kat and help Carol, like, this whole family thing. And he is such a nice guy, and then she does that, and it's like, it breaks my heart.
Yeah. I almost wonder if she thinks that if there was a layer of, like, I need to do this so I can make the sale, because when he handed her that paper, when she was in her bra and was like, congrats on the sale, I'm just like, ew, just like,
creeps. Well, it felt dirty. It yeah. felt like a dirty deal.
Yeah.
That's like, kind of was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a dirty deed and a dirty deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Dirty Dan.
Oh.
I don't know if his name was Dan, but what do you think, Lauren, about Justin going to see Mandy and the baby in the hospital?
Wait, that happened?
No, I'm just saying, yeah.
Hi, Lauren. It was the part where Justin came in and he was she's so cute. I went to go see her in the theater.
You know what it is? I get so confused with Justin and James, which I guess that's why they're like dad. It's like they're too close. Yeah. But I thought it was sweet. I mean, Justin, I like the progression of their relationship too. Like, even last episode when he brought the shoes. You know, he's really trying. So I thought it was nice. I did notice when James, because he was there too.
Yeah.
When he was like, yeah, she'll make it. She's a fighter. You notice, I don't know if you guys panned to her face, but she was just like, she was already annoyed with that whole comment.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I was happy that Justin went because I think James saying, like, you're doing the right thing. You don't need that girl. Like, planting those seeds in his head were really crucial to what comes next.
Yeah, I mean, and this is also a really good family moment because, you know, this episode does revolve a lot around those family units. And you have, you know, Mandy, again, the stepmom, having this new baby. And, you know, she's going to take a lot of her attention and time. But Justin's, like, going to the hospital. And it's a gesture of, like, goodwill. It's a gesture of, like, hey, I'm trying to be a good person, and, like, I'm being supportive of you guys and this new baby, and that's hard because he's dealing with so much. So he actually, like, was doing a better thing by saying, hey, I'm here, I'm supportive, and, you know, we're kind of in this together.
You know, not having a NICU baby is not enough for these people, so they needed to make the lungs, like, collapse or something on this baby.
When the actor walks in, he's like, there's a slight problem. Like, he made it like he was talking about, like, a reservation for a hotel. Like, it was not serious enough. Like,
right.
There's a slight problem.
I was with your baby's mad at that acting.
I know. It was kind of rough script writing right there. But the thing is, the lungs are, like, going to be underdeveloped if you're a NICU baby.
That's fine. We get it. But, like, why do it in this, like, way?
Because things were going right at that moment, so they needed
to be
story
dramatic.
Plot point to move forward the conflict.
So anyway, past that, Justin tells Kat he wants to skate, and she's like, okay. And he's like, but you're not going to drive with us.
Oh, my God.
That was dramatic.
So dramatic.
Yeah. Yeah, he was acting like a little boy there.
A petty Betty.
But well, hey, I can't say I'm like not with him though.
No, me either.
I'm still hashtag Team Justin. Poor Marcus, dang Marcus, he got kicked off, like kicked off the ski team. He's back on it, but like kicked off a cat radar, kicked off our radar. Dang, I'm over here on Team Justin right now.
I know, Team Justin. So Gabe calls out Justin in this little beginning of getting back into the rink. I just wanted to point that out. What did you think of that? Did they want to just give him a line?
Yeah. I mean, we haven't really, like, seen him that much.
He's a big skater guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He's an Olympian.
So I think it's there to just kind of cause more conflict in the...
No, I think it was cute. I mean, the thing is, like, I feel like with dramatic shows, like, you know, we can't be, like, super duper 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 critical about it because it's, like, you know... It's supposed to be that way. And then also you have, like, a high, like, Olympian celebrity... in the show that you like casted, so of course you need to give him some lines.
Yeah,
and like you need to let him speak a little bit.
Yeah, and his costumes have been amazing in the series
completely.
And his skating has been great.
Of course,
I mean, of course. So Jen is at the rink with Kat and Ethan Parker, Mr. Doctor, is so surprised because he's there to watch Serena because he promised, you know, during this time she's going through everything that he would come watch her. So that was interesting. Mitch talks to Carol, says, I love you. I do want to move in. And now we just know after the hug, her face, it's like she knows she did the dirty. She did it wrong. Right. Like, what did you guys think? I mean, again, just heartbroken.
It's just there's so many lies and secrets and just hidden. Like every episode, someone's trying to hide something. Like, and it's just so frustrating because I want everyone to just come clean and just start over.
That'd be no fun.
I know. Also, then it wouldn't be a drama. I know.
I feel bad for Mitch too because we learn now that his ex-wife's name was Rachel. And Rachel cheated on him, too. So it's like, dang, you go from being cheated on in a marriage to getting cheated on by this lady.
We did know that. We didn't know that.
I didn't know her name was Rachel.
Oh, no.
That's what I meant. Yeah. But, yeah, we knew that he got cheated on.
Oh, yeah, but and as soon as... as soon as that was brought up again, I was like... Carol.
Yeah.
Over here just messing it up. Because you know he's not about to come back to you, girl. You know that, right? Done.
It just shows that, like, he is a good guy. He's super vulnerable. And he just keeps picking the wrong ladies.
Speaking of picking the wrong ladies, Dr. Parker is picking a 16-year-old.
Right.
We have this scene in, like, the stairwell of him with Serena putting her hair behind her ears and be like, let's go for a drive.
So creepy. I was super creepy.
That's so wrong.
That was just awful. And then we move on to Mandy, who tells James finally about the baby that she put up for adoption because she's just struggling. She's like, I can't lose this baby too. He's like, what do you mean too? Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, I didn't get to hold my other baby and tells about that. I really did like that part, like that they added that and that dynamic part to Mandy's character.
Mm-hmm.
I think it really did fulfill her as a whole in character development wise.
And it wasn't too much.
No.
Just a little.
And I feel like, so if there is a season two, I think that this storyline is going to develop even more because it just feels like it's not quite done yet.
Okay, but I will tell you, if they bring this baby and she somehow comes into her life, I will be really upset.
You know that's what's going to happen.
That's so annoying.
She's like, I saw the story of Justin winning nationals, and then I saw you, and I knew you were my mother. And she comes back. Look, y'all talk to me if y'all want some
Or it's a new ice skater that started.
That
would be something.
Yeah, that would be something.
But my daughter. James gets all freaked out and really kind of upset. And he goes to see Justin. And I mean, I'm just going to get through this right now because he goes and Justin kind of gives him a talk and turns him right back around. And he makes up with Mandy. And it was a cool moment, and I got it, and he's a hard guy. We get to know a little bit more about him. And what do you think, Emily?
I mean, I think it's, you know, it's a difficult position to be in. He's kind of like dealing with a lot right now. He's balancing like what Justin's going through, and I think it's a moment for him to like be understanding and be open and try to like embrace like whatever happens.
thought it was flaw. I thought it was really messed up to leave her when your child's mm-hmm. lung is, even though there's a 90% chance, whatever, you left. And then it wasn't like he was going up to the rink up the street. He was going to, it was 2 hours at least, they said.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know. Y'all are married. You can't just say, I'm going to leave town. Like, yeah. Step out, have a moment, decompress. I don't know. I just thought it was a little much.
Totally. I thought it was like a completely like selfish moment on James's part. To be like, you know what? I'm gonna go see Justin skate. And it's like, she literally is in the hospital with a premature baby and now telling you this like huge super deep secret that like happened way before she met you. She's obviously younger than you are. You know, I don't know. I just kind of was like, why aren't you there to like be there for her? Like that shouldn't have even affected you in the way that it affected you. To even leave her in the hospital. Yeah. Like that should have been like a moment to be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry that happened to you. Why didn't you tell me? Like, be understanding. I mean, I get that's not his character, but still, dang.
I mean, it's also hard because he's actually like finally being there for Justin in a way. Because I feel like Mandy was kind of there for Justin more than James was. In a lot of ways. So I feel like James was like, I have to step it up. But I get that, like, he's also leaving his wife and...
New baby.
He didn't even go see Justin, though. He was standing in the hallway.
Well...
like, just saying.
You know what I mean. Yeah. In theoretical drama world.
Yeah.
So Kat and Justin, they have their routine, and Justin is still just so entirely pissed at her. But they end up making it through the routine, and they win... So that was exciting. And yeah, he just kind of, he blows off Kat. Like, he just is like, nope, I don't want to celebrate with you. We did it. Fine. Whatever.
I love that he was sticking to his guns.
I loved it.
Yeah. I loved it. Because honestly, like, I'm not saying that I'm a weak person, but I'm saying that, like, when your emotions are involved, it's, like, hard to be, like, stay mad at someone.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I get he was, like, deeply hurt, but sometimes it's hard to, like, really stay mad at someone. So I was like, yes, for sticking to your guns. Yeah. But I was nervous a little bit, like, oh, my God, are they going to fall? But at the same time, I was like, I was breathing through it because I was like, no, they're not going to fall. Like, not this time.
It was nice to know that he was only mad. He's mad because he doesn't think she loves him. Mm-hmm. What'd you think, Lauren?
I agree. I like that he stuck to his guns. And also, like, I want to be that level of, like, unbothered. Like, how he just walked away. Like, she's like, we won! And he's just like, and then sticks it to Gabe and then, like, walks out. It's like, goals.
Yeah.
But I liked it. And then also, it just would have been, it's better than it just being like, okay, you won me over, we won, now we're together. Like, I liked that it was a little bit more conflict there.
Chase him a little bit.
Yeah, a little chase, finally. You're the one chasing Kat.
Yeah, I mean, it just can't be that easy. Like, it can't be that easy for Kat to, like, get him back.
Yeah.
You know? And he has to protect himself, so... You know, and I think it's totally reasonable for him to be still angry and frustrated.
Yeah. So we have this other dilemma where Kat and Carol have this conversation, and Carol just kind of says, you know, please don't tell Mitch anything. Mm-hmm. Just tell him that we were together if he asked you. And she's just like, what'd you do? And she tells her, but you know, they kind of come to this agreement of Kat's not going to say anything. What'd you guys think, Emily?
Well, again, I'm so mad at Carol, but I think, again, it's like hiding secrets and lies and stuff, and it's not Kat's responsibility to keep that a secret and to hold, again, that's like Carol telling Serena about, oh, don't tell anyone that I, you know, switched it up with the coach.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you don't put that type of pressure on your kids.
Yeah.
I wanted to know, would you guys tell Mitch if you were Carol?
No.
I don't think
First of all, I wouldn't have gotten myself in that idiotic
I've never
position.
Been in that situation.
First of all, just don't do that.
But I'm just saying, because I get it from her perspective, too, because it's like, what's the good that's going to come out of it? This could make Mitch crack. He already didn't lost one girl. He's going to lose another one. I'm just curious.
How could you just go on, though, in your relationship and just have that lie. Big?
Because, like, you're starting with, like, false pretenses.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I'm faithful, babe.
I mean, true. I mean, I don't know, but I feel like if I was Carol, I don't know.
It's
like,
tough.
It's such a tough situation, but at the same time, it was like it was a mistake. It was an oopsie. You were drinking too much. Maybe just push it on the rug, keep moving, don't let it happen again. I don't know. I'm just saying. And then I like that Kat kept the secret.
Emily is open for business. She's a true candidate. Right.
You should be on The Bachelor.
Right.
No, so we see Serena, and Serena sees Jen with Dr. Parker, and she just, like, goes right up to them and just has at it. She's pissed. Like, you know, he said that he loved me. He's like, you know, I want to just not do this anymore. You're too immature. I can't. And he's like, why don't we just not tell anybody about this? Because it's bad for your reputation.
He made her feel like such a dumb girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was like, but it takes two to tangle. And you know what? Not just older men, but not just like in this situation, but I'm saying guys in general, they have a really good way at doing that of like, you like have an argument or a conversation with them. And then like next thing you know, you like, you feel dumb for bringing up the topic. And you're like, how did this get turned around on me? Like, I don't understand. So I was like, dang, like, I mean, guy manipulation at its best. And then also like, because he's older, yeah. It's like, yeah.
So this is very late of me and I should have caught this in the beginning, but I didn't really like, and did I introduce you guys? In this episode?
I don't think so.
So I'm going to catch it, and we're going to do that right now. Ebony.
Yes.
Has been speaking. So, I mean, this is the finale. You guys should know us by now, so shame on you all. Ebony is our expert binge watcher. Yes. Emily May, or... Oh, Ebony.
Wow. No, you.
Ebony May.
Yes. I know. Right? We rhyme.
I know. We do.
We rhyme. Ebony May. That yeah. Yeah. She's our longtime fan of Winter Olympics. Yeah. And then the only host on the panel with an ice skating injury is Lauren Mayo. And then I'm Mackenzie Fain, your host. But anyway, let's get back to it.
Nice save, my love.
So back to like Dr. Parker and stuff in this, in Serena, this little kind of breakdown. It was such a manipulative and like predatory action and like conversation for him to say, hey, don't tell anyone. Don't, you know, keep it under wraps. Yeah. Like, it's just so... This was such a dramatic moment. It was such a real moment. And I just felt so... I just, like, wanted to, like, keep Serena safe.
Yeah. I wanted to choke Dr. Parker when he's like, clearly you're not mature enough. Like, of course she's not. She's a child.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're literally
a child. You should know that.
You're 30-something years old. Yeah.
And then he's not really much better. I know Jen is an adult, but if she's competing in the same division as Serena, she's got to be 20. And he's, you know, like...
She's legal though.
She is
a little better.
She is. I'm just saying.
Where he can go out in public with her.
He can, but he needs to stop sniffing around the ice skating girls. That's all I'm saying.
True. So Dasha invites Tatiana. Big breakthrough, and she says no because she doesn't want to risk the disappointment. I just really don't think that this storyline fits anywhere in this show.
Agreed.
Yeah, so it's like Kat tells Justin that she loves him, and he gets pissed. And then they make up and make out. What'd you think of that?
Make up and make out.
What'd you think? Did you think it flowed?
I thought it was fine. I liked the scene. I thought it made sense, right? Because, at first you were like, oh my God, you just got what you wanted. Why are you mad, right? But then when he explains it and he was like, I don't know if you were, like, really, truly loving me right now. And, you know, and then she's able to be like, no, I do love you. The moment I loved you. Because the conversation that she had with her mom, right? Her mom says, you can't pin down the emotion of love. It's a decision you have to make, right? So when she has that conversation with her mom, at that point, she's kind of like, okay, like, I decide now. Because, you know, you are always going to have these battles between, like, your mania and, like, what is... deemed to be normal, right? So to know that, like, okay, I have to make a decision. And she was like, okay, like, this is the moment I decided that I loved you. And she explained it to Justin, and it gave him like a concrete like reason to pin down that love. For me, I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
And it brought it all together. Yeah. So I liked it.
Yeah, no, I loved how you explained that, and it gave Justin kind of context of what Kat has to go through in order to actually say that she loves someone, that it takes a lot for her to navigate through all of emotionally what she's going through her mind, through the ups and downs. Like, it takes a lot for someone to really say that. And so I was very proud of Kat at this moment, and I was proud of Justin because Justin kind of connected and let that, because he's had trouble with that in the past, let that happen and actually like made it a really sweet moment.
I think it made it feel real when he did say no, mm-hmm. F you. And then he, like, she wore him down. I thought that was sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we have this moment where Kat talks to Serena. And Serena kind of just insinuates that it's Drew that she's been talking to and having these problems with. And she's so upset. So Kat confronts Drew, and it's not Drew. So Kat can't focus until she figures out what it is. Are you guys like that? Would you be the same way? Because I know I wouldn't.
You wouldn't be the same way?
No, I'd be like, I figure this out after.
Would you not be like, so could, what? You wouldn't be investigative? Like a little...
Not when I'm about to compete.
Not, there's 1 hour. Like 1 hour yeah. she can cry for. Like, get over it.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, not get over it, but like 1 hour. I'm not going to put my whole life... Like, and she's not, her leg's not broken and she needs an ambulance. So, like, there's nothing, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I was like, this is just so dramatic. But it's, like, typical Kat.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I agree. Like, this could wait. Because it's not even just her. You've already let Justin down a million times. Like, just get on the ice. Yes. You're up next. Yeah. Up next. Do it flawlessly. Right. And then handle your business.
Stressing Justin
and
out.
Right. Then she confronts Mitch. And I was like... Dang, girl. Like, I felt bad. Like, that was the whole scene where I was like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. Because, like, you're over here running around like a maniac or more like just a chicken with your head cut off, right?
Yeah.
And then you confront Mitch, and it's not Mitch. We all know that.
Drew.
Yeah. No, she confronts Drew. It's not Drew.
Yeah, you said Mitch.
Oh, I'm sorry. But then doesn't she confront him later?
She does later.
And that's how you find out.
Because within the hour, she confronts like two people.
Yeah, but oh, okay. I didn't know we were going there yet.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay, sorry. We'll get back there. But yeah, it's just like, I don't know. I don't know if I would not be focused, but I don't know if I'd be either. So I don't know.
It's one of those things. I don't have a sister. That like Kat is like selective on when she cares about Serena. And so she, like, made this choice to, like, try to, like, hunt down who Serena's been...
Going through the phone
and, like, doing all this stuff. And so I felt like Kat was not really wise about when she was, like, trying to protect Serena. Like, there was episodes in this season where, like, she didn't have anything to do with her. And then now she cares.
So then, yeah, let's go into it. I mean, they think that it's Mitch, like, once again.
Right.
And I knew that was going to come back somehow. Mm-hmm. I just didn't know how. And then Serena calls her out. And you want to talk about it?
Yeah. Yeah. So Serena just, I mean, so Kat goes to Mitch and is like, oh, my gosh, like, are you sleeping with my sister? And he's like, no, I'd never do that. And she's like, you slapped her butt and this, that, and the third. And he kept denying it. Carol comes down. And then Kat lets it slip out of her mouth.
Yes.
About the cheating. And I was like, girl, did you not just make a promise to your mama that she wasn't about to open your mouth?
But she thought that she was sleeping with the sister. He was sleeping with the sister. So he was just, she thought it was like all coming out.
I guess. But she was like, and then the night that, you know, she wasn't home. And I was like, ah.
And what's so, and they're doing, and they're having this huge argument while Serena... Is skating. And so it's like, whoa, guys, Serena is skating. She, like, why are you having this argument in front of everyone? It was so frustrating, and I was so frustrated with Kat, and then, you know, and Carol, and poor Mitch is like, what is happening?
But see, Serena, she kept her eyes on the prize. She just got, you know, dumped and all that stuff, but she still went out there and did what she had to do. Meanwhile, Kat's running around.
But did she do it?
Serena didn't do it well.
At least she went out.
She went out. That's true.
As 15, and she still went out, and Kat's like running around.
So Carol talks to Serena. Kat confronts Dr. Parker. But then Jen just kind of, like, doesn't believe her. So there's that whole twist again and believes Dr. Parker. Kat wants to call the police, but Carol's just like, you know what? I need to take responsibility for this. You need to go. And Justin's waiting for Kat, and there's this big moment. Is she going to come? And she comes.
Right on time.
And they go out, and it was great. Tatiana comes to see Dasha. Again, really don't know how that makes anybody's life any type of way. And then the dance or the skating routine was great.
Mm-hmm.
They did a great job. What'd you guys think of that part so far?
I mean, I loved it. I love watching the skating, and I want more skating.
The skating was great. And then what did we think, Lauren, about Carol going to Dr. Parker's house.
Oh, that was my favorite part.
I loved it.
That was my favorite part.
Yeah.
Knocks him out with the bat. And then calls the police and reports the assault like a G. Shout out to Carol.
Yeah. Carol finally took charge on the moment. And actually showed that she could be a number one mom.
I'm sorry, that does not make you a number one mom. I know. You're going to jail. How can you be a mom?
I'm just kidding. But she actually, was taking it.
I thought she was off her medicine. Why would you do that? Like, no adult in their right mind would.
I kind of was like, you know what?
For TV purposes.
Yeah, I thought this was great because I was like, finally when they're in the rink and she's like, yeah, I'm going to take care of this. I was like, oh no, what does that mean? Like, are you going to bury it under the rug? Like, what does that take care of it? Like, what does that mean?
You know? She took care of it.
And so then when we see it at the end, because the end kind of like wrapped up a whole lot of like storylines, like really quickly. So they didn't necessarily connect, but like they wrapped up things kind of. But anyways, when we see that Carol went to his house and like knocked him out with the bat, I was like, you stand up for your daughter.
Yeah.
You do that.
I loved it. Yeah. I love like the neighbor was like, what's happening?
Yeah. She's like, I did it and I'll do it to you next. And
right. You better keep walking with that little dog.
Yeah. Lauren, did you like this ending? Because that's where the finale ends, really.
It was okay. I kind of wanted to know, now that they have introduced Tatiana, like, what happened with Tatiana and Dasha?
Do you care?
Season two!
I don't necessarily care. I mean, it's not keeping me up at night, but I'm just saying, like, because she just kind of rolled up and was like, I'm here, like, and? Like, are you guys going to be together now? Like,
and was there a random girl skating on the ice? Like, who was that girl?
I don't know.
Probably someone else in the program.
I don't know. I thought it was such a
warming up or practicing.
It was just, it was a lot of questions at the end, but I guess that's what they want because they want a season two.
Yeah. I mean, it's, so you said that there was a lot of like storylines that were kind of wrapped up, and I think there were, but I think there was also more questions for season two left open.
I wish there was a little bit more vengeance against Dr. Parker, but hopefully that'll happen next time. Because, you got
what
hit
mean,
with a
gun.
He got knocked out. I mean,
I was going to say knocked out.
I mean, he got... he probably knocking people up. But, yeah, he got knocked out, but, like, okay. Like, he's got an injury. I don't know. I just want to make sure he's not doing this to other girls.
So, let me go around the table really quick and ask you predictions for season two, Ebony.
Oh, okay. So, I don't know. I feel like Jen is...
AfterBuzz TV prediction.
Oh, here we go. I think that Jen and Kat... I don't know. This kind of seems like to be getting in the middle of them, this whole Dr. Ethan thing. But I feel like Jen will, like, figure it out. I feel like Jen is going to figure it out, and she's going to break up with him. And, yeah.
Okay. Emily?
So I think Kat and Justin are going to continue to train and do well in their next... next competition.
Sounds like a fairy tale show.
And then, I think something's going to happen with Carol. She's going to have to figure out what she's doing.
From jail.
From jail. there might be, like, maybe there's a trial. Maybe we find out, like, Dr. Parker had more students. Maybe there's a whole controversy.
Ooh.
Maybe there's a whole thing that blows up. Maybe the whole, like, ice skating. Maybe there's more ice skaters introduced into the drama. I could also see a whole thing happening.
Okay. Yeah. Lauren, what do you think?
I think that there's still going to be something between Marcus and Kat because it was all this lingering, like, I guess this is goodbye. Going to Argentina.
Yeah.
So I think that it's never really, something else is going to happen or transpire. And poor Alana and Justin will probably have to suffer the consequences.
And that's where Lauren Mayo jumps into the next as a new character.
Yeah.
I think Serena or Jen will be pregnant in the beginning of the next season.
Whoa!
Oh my god! Oh my god, that is wild! Can you imagine if it was Serena?
From Dr. Parker.
She's have to give up.
It has to be skating. Serena. It has to be Serena.
No. It has to be Serena. Skating. She's 15.
Yep.
Maybe it's not Dr. Parker, but maybe it's
Drew.
Drew.
No, she didn't have sex with
Drew. She doesn't like Drew.
But
you never know.
But Serena did have the condoms.
They need a swerve.
In the backpack.
They need a swerve.
I mean, true. But, I mean, I don't know.
So.
They got a swerve.
What news and gossip do we have today?
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, guys. I stumbled upon this story. I thought it was really funny. So, the show, we know him as Gabe, but Johnny Weir is, like, this amazing Olympic skater. And he actually said on the first day of set, he completely embarrassed himself because he fell. And I just thought that was funny. Like, the only person on the show that's an ice skater falls.
Right. You're an Olympian.
That was funny. It happens. But, yeah, so he said he was completely embarrassed, but then he said it was like he wasn't nervous anymore because he already embarrassed himself. So after that, everything went well, and he was scared to act.
So funny. Aww. Yeah, I love that. Aww. That's so funny.
Well, we love him on the show.
Yeah, I love him. Really, I hope he comes back next season.
Emily, I heard that you have a new special segment to introduce for this last special finale.
Yes. So I want to hear your season ratings. So we're going to go around the panel. And so I'm going to give my overall rating for the series a 7.5.
Okay, okay.
What about you guys?
I will give... I love this. I will give this season an 8.
Oh, okay.
Lauren?
Lauren?
Wait for my drum roll. I will also give this season an 8.
Okay.
And I will give this season an 8.
Oh, good. Wow. Okay.
I did like it. I thought it was really fun to talk about these issues. I loved, you know, getting to know these characters. You know, I'll definitely be the person of, you know, like, I'll tell it how it is. And yeah. So, like, that's going to happen in any show. But overall, like, I thought it was a great show. I loved learning about the ice skating, and it was really great. So I was happy with it.
No, yeah, no, and I was really happy, too. I think we all kind of were on the same page about, you know, I loved, like, January Jones was amazing in this. You know, all the actors really kind of gave a amazing performances. Kaya was amazing at, like, depicting bipolar disorder and just, like, really kind of bringing to light.
Yeah, what were your thoughts on the episode, too?
My thoughts would be, or on the season overall?
Yeah, like, yeah, the season, yeah. Everybody in.
Yeah, I loved, my favorite part, I guess, about the whole season was, again, like you said, learning about bipolar disorder.
Yeah.
I think they did it in a way that it wasn't all focused on that. It showed that these people still have lives and that it affects everyone around them. So, yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
Evan,
I would have to agree. I mean, that was the biggest issue throughout the show. And so getting a little peek into something, I mean, I like to learn something new and learn a new issue. So bringing something that maybe isn't talked about as much and bringing that to awareness, I was really into it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's it for this season of Spinning Out. Aww. Where can we find you, Ebony?
You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at EbonyChapman12.
Awesome. And you can find me on all social media platforms at Emily May Heller.
And you can find me, Lauren Mayo, on Instagram at Lauren Out Loud and on YouTube at Lauren Mayo.
And you can find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Bain. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us through all 10 episodes. We're so excited to have covered Spinning Out. It was such a great show. Thanks for sticking with us, guys. Have a good one.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.